The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
You know, we've been talking for a while about this this girl thing. I've had enough of it. I can't take it. As I posted on Facebook.
You're done with girls?
I'm not done with girls themselves.
We should probably have promoted this.
I am done with girls claiming to be every bit as athletic as men, as boys. It's just, come on now. Come on. We had, we talked about this last week a little bit, and so I put it on Facebook, and there was an ESPN documentary. Two decathletes, Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson. You might remember the Dan and Dave campaign from the 90s. They reminisce about the time that they talked with former 1976 Olympics gold medal winning decathlete Bruce Jenner. And because they called him Bruce, which, by the way, he was at the time, ESPN panicked. And
it's the story of a 1992 Reebok ad campaign 25 years ago this summer, unlike anything anyone had seen before. Reebok spent some $25 million on the campaign, featuring two top decathletes, a sum equal to their entire previous year's marketing budget. Those who remember the story remember it as a bust, but there are many more twists and turns along the way for Reebok, the two athletes, and the sport of track and field. One note, this episode features references to legendary decathlete Caitlyn Jenner. Jenner prefers to be referred to as Bruce in regards to her decathlon career.
Yes.
And a heads up, this episode includes mature language.
Okay, her decathlon
now,
career.
The trials of Dan and Dave.
What do you mean her decathlon? Sorry.
And what do you mean legendary decathlete Caitlyn Jenner? Look up legendary decathlete Caitlyn Jenner. Go ahead.
That's nothing happening.
There isn't one. But ESPN apparently frightened, scared to death that transgendered people might be offended because someone called a he when he was a he. They felt compelled to start the documentary by saying that legendary decathlete Caitlyn Jenner, she preferred being called Bruce back then. So if Caitlyn Jenner wanted to be referred to as such, no matter what time period of Caitlyn slash Bruce's life we're talking about, would ESPN have insisted that Dan and Dave call a man a woman and refer to him as her or as Caitlyn when she was in fact a he in 1976?
It's a tough question, but the answer is definitely yes.
It's yes, right?
100% yes.
I mean, this is ludicrous. It's getting to the point where we're going to have to rewrite history and deny science in order to please these special interest groups. We've obviously been talking a lot about this lately, about trying to unite rather than divide the country. And, you know, there have been some in our audience who have expressed some concerns about that they're worried because, as they keep telling us, we need to keep telling the truth. Yes, we do, and we're going to. But altering the language we use, trying to reach out and come together with some reasonable people on the other side of the aisle, that doesn't mean we're going to stop telling the truth. The truth is and will continue to be paramount. I mean, a good example of that is a discussion, the last couple of weeks with the John McEnroe-Serena Williams thing, that controversy. McEnroe, of course, one of the greatest tennis players of all time. He was complimenting Serena, saying she was the best women's player ever. But then he was asked to clarify that statement because it was horrific, I guess, as if somehow it was wrong to specify that she was the best women's player ever instead of caving into the bat crap craziness. McEnroe told the truth. He said, well, I mean, if she played on the men's circuit, she'd be ranked about 700th in the world. And he actually meant that as a compliment, yeah. But all hell broke loose. Serena took offense to the statement, and ESPN commentators were falling all over themselves, trying to find some way to vilify McEnroe for stating the obvious. And apparently they were outraged because he was sexist and wrong there. These open-minded ESPN anchors, I guess somehow believe that women and men are actually equals on the tennis court. Please. I mean, that's just simply ridiculous. It's asinine to even say that would be the case. There's no reason to pretend that men and women are the same physically. They're not. Again, according to the left, I thought those of us on the right were supposed to be the science deniers, but they're the ones who continue to deny science. Serena Williams herself talked about how ridiculous this is on David Letterman a few years ago when she told Dave that year's Wimbledon men's champion Andy Murray would beat her 6-0, 6-0. I think we have a little clip.
As I recall, this battle of the sexes,
yes.
Billie Jean, my memory is that she crushed Bobby Riggs.
She beat him pretty good.
Right. Now,
girl power.
What would happen if something like that occurred today?
Well, who would it be?
Well, I don't know. Let's say you would be the...
I was hoping you'd say.
All right, feminine side. And me.
And you. Oh. Well, actually, it's funny because Andy Murray, he was been joking about myself and him playing a match. And I'm like, Andy, seriously, like, are you kidding me? Because for me, tennis and men's tennis and women's tennis are completely almost two separate sports.
Clip.
So I'm like, if I were to play Andy Murray, I would lose 6-0, 6-0 in 5 to 6 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. It's a completely different sport. The men are a lot faster, and they serve harder, they hit harder. Okay. It's just a different game, and I love to play women's tennis, and I
because you like to win.
I don't want to be embarrassed. I wouldn't do the tour. Uh-huh. I wouldn't do Billie Jean any justice. So Andy, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you kill me.
And that's really overwhelmingly clear how far she goes there.
It's pretty darn clear. And to beat somebody 6-0, 6-0 in 5 or 6 minutes, you'd have to not even score a point. So she's essentially admitting she wouldn't score a point in that match. But she also put that theory to the test on the tennis court back in 1998, as we've mentioned on this very show. She and her sister Venus played against and were crushed by the male tennis player who is ranked 203rd in the world. 203rd in the world. You know, but for some reason we're expected to ignore reality and accept the lie that men and women are the same. The NCAA is trying to push this theory too, and they're playing this nonsensical game. Check out this ad.
Enough.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm over it.
So weird.
We shouldn't need commercials to tell you we're powerful.
No thanks.
Genders don't play sports. Athletes do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I guess we don't need Title IX anymore.
Yay!
Goodbye to Title IX! Genders don't play sports. Athletes do.
I love that. I love, too, by the way. She's trying to say that she's exactly equal with men as she's playing softball, a different sport, and wearing a face mask. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, if genders don't play sports, why is every sport in the NCAA separated by gender? Mm. Why? There's men's baseball. There's women's softball, as Stu
with
correctly
face
pointed
masks.
Out. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. There's men's basketball and women's basketball. There's men's tennis and women's tennis. So... if genders don't play sports, if sports aren't separated by gender, women don't play sports. Mm. Not collegiate anyway. I mean, maybe when you're 8 years old, you can put girls on your 8-year-old's team. But then that quickly ends once the maturing process starts. That's why there's an NBA and a WNBA. The WNBA has an average TV viewership on ESPN of about 200,000. The NBA averages around 7 million people across four different networks.
Now, is that different?
That's a little different.
Is that more than 200,000?
It's slightly more, yes. Mm-hmm. The WNBA receives about $25 million. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
From their TV contract. The NBA, $2.6 billion.
So the way
and it's a $5 billion in total yearly revenue.
Jeez. That's a good business.
$5 billion. No, $25 million for the WNBA. There's six of the 12 WNBA teams are losing money hand over fist every year. The average arena attendance in the WNBA is around 7,000. It's almost 18,000 for the NBA. The WNBA would not exist at all if it weren't being subsidized by the NBA. There just wouldn't be one. Now, this doesn't mean that women aren't equal in many ways. They might actually be superior in some ways. And it doesn't mean that when comparing apples to apples as far as employment, women should make as much as men. We all believe that, right? I don't know anybody who doesn't believe that. If you do the same job, generally, you have the same experience, you have the same education level, you perform the same way, and you're working the same hours, then yes, and you receive the same pay.
And that's, of course, true.
And it does happen. But we don't have to perpetuate these lies in the name of equality. Men and women are different, and that's great. We're supposed to be. So please, for the love of heaven, can we stop with the fake outrage over the incredibly obvious and scientific truth that men, in general, are bigger, stronger, and faster than women. And as a rule, they'll beat them in every single athletic endeavor. Somebody pointed out to me after I Facebooked this that they compete together in dressage and equestrian competitions.
Well, that's really the
where
horse
the horse is doing the work.
it's great. You know, it's actually one that I've heard a few times since we started talking about this, and it's a good example, is American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Again, is, you know, it's a sport. It's obviously a made-for-TV event, but they're really insane athletes doing really incredible things.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, because sometimes certain, you know, tasks that they have to accomplish, some of the, you know, the obstacles are better if you're smaller and lighter and you can be more agile. And and so you see that some women are, I mean, again, men still dominate it, but some women are able to compete on the same playing field and do pretty well.
Yeah, now, I've noticed that.
It's not the it's not the most common thing. And still, I think, you know, the best in the world are still dudes. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll change their gender and we can go back and refer to them as women in retrospect. And then the women will be better.
Or maybe we could admit that Caitlyn Jenner didn't win an Olympic medal. Bruce Jenner did.
Oh, my gosh.
Bruce Jenner won a gold medal. There are two and only two genders.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we could admit that. And that's okay. You know, men are generally bigger, stronger, and faster than women. And that's okay. Women do some things better than men, just not sports. And that's okay. And ESPN is really pissing me off right now, and that's not okay.
No.
I'm sick of that.
It's our only escape.
Not okay.
It's our only escape is to escape in the world of sports, and then they drag this stuff in. I can't deal with this.